Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A hard border will effectively be established to keep meth out of WA under tough new legislation to go before state parliament. It'll include expanded powers for police at 22 permanent search zones at entry points. Police Minister Paul Papalia says it'll replicate previous COVID controls that saw meth usage fall.
There was a commensurate drop in crime. Over 40% of all crime dropped, and particularly the violent crimes that are driven by meth use.
A Perth court has convicted three bikie members under WA's strict insignia laws, but dropped several other charges. The group was initially charged last year for showing tattoos at a pool party at a Scarborough hotel. Premier Mark McGowan says it's still been a successful first courtroom test.
This is a victory. There has been convictions. It sent a message to the bikies.
The US has been rocked by another school shooting. Three children and three adults have been fatally wounded in Nashville, Tennessee. The shooter has been killed by police. This woman's child was a victim of last year's Parkland shooting. She's desperate for gun control.
How is this still happening? How are our children still dying and why are we failing them? Gun violence is the number one killer of children and teens. It has overtaken cars.
A former SAS soldier accused of a war crime in Afghanistan has been granted bail by a Sydney court. It's alleged the 41-year-old fatally shot a man while deployed in 2012. The case will be heard again in May. To sport, the AFL Tribunal has suspended Richmond's Nathan Broad over a sling tackle that left Adelaide player Patrick Parnell concussed at the weekend. Broad will miss four games. And still on footy, West Coast's Noah Long says he's not daunted about playing in his first derby this weekend against Fremantle.
It's just another game. That's exactly how we prepare for it. It's just another game. Yes, it's a bit of a rivalry for a few years, but it's just another game, and that's how we go about it.
That gets underway on Sunday.